slight bit of indigestion there. I almost did the very common thing of burping.
Oh, Jenny, thank goodness you didn't.
I'm glad I didn't. Hey! Whoop! Whoop! Hello! Hello! Listen, we're doing it, you know, like last week when we told people what was going on and introduced ourselves and did it, like, properly.
Oh,
like
a
radio
show. Are we
going
to do that again? Are we going to do that again? All professional and everything.
What's this podcast? Go on, then. Remind me, what's it called again?
The podcast that we're doing, that we're bringing you today is called Older and Wider.
That's right. I'm Jenny Eclair and you are?
Jesus.
Who are you? What are you doing in here? How did you get in?
Okay, I'm an imposter.
What have we got on our list? Oh, gosh, we've got a reminder, haven't we? Hey, get your credit cards out, kids. Get your credit cards out and then get online. I don't know whether you can do this on the phone, but it'd be great if you got online and buy tickets. What have they got to buy tickets for, Judith? Well, you were looking at me blankly then. You didn't know quite
what
I was going to say.
About. You're going to say that we've just been booked to do Latitude.
Yeah, it's like with pop stars.
A festival and everything.
I'm Billie Eilish. Who are you going to be?
God, do you think we're going to get one of those things round our neck?
We're going to get lanyards.
Access all areas.
Yeah.
Oh, my
backstage
God,
pass.
We are.
So, oh, we so are.
Jenny, we seriously are.
Yeah, but what it means by backstage pass is it means that you have access to the performers' camping bit. Now, that is something that is freaking the fuck out of me.
Because we've been offered a pitch in the artist camping.
I just didn't think this through, Judith. I didn't think Latitude through. For starters, I thought Latitude was near your house. Is it near your house?
No, it's not, Jenny. That's Wilderness. That's the Wilderness Festival.
Well, I wouldn't have said yes to Latitude.
Oh, dear. No, Latitude, I think it's in Norfolk, isn't it?
Oh,
or Norwich,
God!
Or Suffolk, or one of those bits down the bottom right.
Bottom right lump.
Yeah, bottom right
East
lump.
East Anglia lump.
It's there.
But the ganglion.
But I've gone the other way to you because I looked the other day when they sent all the stuff through saying that we've been booked. I looked at it and there's wild swimming and there's yoga tents and you're pulling your face, meditation and there's all sorts of things. I didn't recognise anybody on the
lineup.
We're
only going for the gig. We're not going for 3 days.
Well, au contraire. I think I might make
a weekend of it.
You bet. You bet.
There's no way I'm camping for more than one night. No way.
Oh,
Jose.
Hold on a minute. You might camp for one night.
It depends on the weather. It entirely depends
on
the weather.
That's no good. What are you going to do if it rains?
Oh, the whole thing is starting to upset me now because I don't know how I'm going to get there. You know I don't drive on motorways.
You're
going to drive.
You're like an old woman.
No, I'm not.
No,
I don't drive on motorways. I never have. I started driving when I was 28 years old. And I am not capable. I know my capabilities. And I know that if I was on a motorway, I'd be dead within 30 miles. So I'm not going to do that.
That's a relief.
So I've got to get to Latitude on the train. Don't mind that. Have no problem.
Yes. Yes.
At where the nearest train station is, I'll then have to get a cab, won't I? Where am I going to go?
And you know what is occurring to me as you're explaining all of this, like a bit of an old lady, if I may say so, how am I going to get there? Because what's going to happen is if you do decide to camp in the artist's area, which I think I might, you're just going to get off the train, aren't you, and say, oh, have you got me a sleeping bag? Oh, have you got me a bucket to wee in? Oh, have you got the travel?
I don't need a bucket to wee in.
Of course you do.
Why do I need a bucket to wee in? I'll just piss wherever I want. I find a hedge. Find a tree.
You obviously have not camped at a festival recently.
Why do you need a bucket? Do
because,
they not let you wee?
Because, first of all, you don't want to get up, do you, and wander round the campsite to go and find the bloody loos in the dark at 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't want to do that. Equally, you don't want to try and find somewhere to wee between the tents. Because there aren't any hedges, you see, if you're in a festival. You've really not done this, have you?
I've not done it for a while. I've not done camping since I needed to get up in the night for a wee.
No, bucket. It's called a bucket, and that works very well, except...
Well, what if you
have
stumble
to
over your...
Yeah,
so you have to leave your tent with your bucket of piss.
Well, that is kind of what you have to do, but you might have to cover it with a sort of, you know...
A tea towel.
A tea towel or a towel.
The tea towel I got, you know, when I went on my soda bread and marmalade making course.
That might work.
I take that tea towel.
Yes, that might work.
Wee-wee tea towel. Okay.
Yes. But you know what? Somebody told me they now sell on the internet things that you can wee into. And
like
it's
a cat litter tray.
Yeah, a bit like a cat's.
Is it a gel?
Will you listen?
Yeah.
It's like a... I don't know. I haven't checked.
Okay,
but this would be a good idea.
And
I think it must involve like a shee-wee thing to funnel it in.
Yeah.
But it sort of fills up and kind of becomes like disposable and a solid, heavy... A bit like a nappy.
I think it's a nappy. I think it's basically a mat. Like a mat. And when you piss in it, it coagulates into a...
It must be.
Yeah, I think, yeah. It's like
a cross
between a nappy and a litter tray. So, okay.
It's not a great look, is it, if we were to try and pull? In the unlikely event that we wanted to try and pull,
I don't want to
this
pull.
Would not be a good look.
So, I have to take a bucket. Oh, God, I don't know whether I can tour with a bucket. I want Chris George, my old tour manager, to take me in a car and just point me to the stage, and then that's what I do. I do the gig, and then
And then you go to a nice bed with a shower or a bath, even better at the end.
Well, what I'm going to find out is how long it takes to walk from our podcast tent, where we're performing, off the site and to the nearest B&B. That's what I, you know, I'm already, I don't mind camping for one night if the weather's good, but the idea of camping in pissing rain.
But you've got to make a decision one way or the other, haven't you? Because it's no good camping with me and then deciding you're not camping because it's raining. Because what the hell are you going to do then? So you're going to have to decide which side are you on. Are you Airbnb-ing, or are you coming with me in the artist's
Can we have a compromise, please? May we have a camper van?
Oh, Jenny.
Now then, a VW camper van, preferably with a mustard-coloured paint. A lot, or sky blue.
Sky blue.
Sky
blue. They're very small, though.
I'm tiny.
How flatulent are you of an evening?
Well, I'll keep a window open. They've got little sinks as well, so we wouldn't need a bucket. We could piss in the sink.
I love a camper van.
You see? And then we could have a breakfast.
Oh, we could, couldn't we?
And then Judith, we've got a whole new spin on this.
Shall we have a look at that? Yeah. Shall we try and do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be exciting.
I'd stay for two nights, then.
Would you?
Yeah.
I might even go for three.
Okay.
I'm quite excited. Yeah, go on.
Well, talking about live performances and everything, I've been quite good with my cultural activities recently.
Have you?
Went to see our friend Frances Barber, who guest and friend of Older and Wider.
Yes.
And as she told us, she was doing music, the Pet Shop Boy musical in the West End. Music with a K. M-U-S-I-K. Playing the part of Billy Trix. It's a one-woman show at the Leicester Square Theatre, which was packed when I went on press night.
It sounded ever so good.
She was absolutely a wonder. She was remarkable. She was extraordinary. She was like, it was a cross between Zelig, Madonna, all those 60s kind of vague casualties of rock and roll, telling a tale of kind of excess and madness and the Berlin Wall coming down. It was marvellous.
Was she singing?
Yes,
she was.
She sings about five numbers written by the Pet Shop Boys, but there's a sort of backdrop of all sorts of things going on, and she weaves this preposterous tale about her background and takes a load of cocaine, not real cocaine. There's mountains of the stuff, and drinks a bottle of Jim Beam. And that wasn't, you know, it's probably tea. Yes, I hope so too. But it was quite a star-studded audience. Ian McKellen was there.
Who was?
Lots of...
What's the names?
Well, Ian McKellen was there.
Oh!
There was one of the people that used to do Blue Peter. There was Michelle Collins was there, but I didn't see her because I know her. I'd have been able to say hello. There were lots of actresses and all sorts of people.
That's a proper lovey party.
It was a lovely... I didn't do lovey afterwards because I was invited for the drinks.
Yeah.
But I was with my friend Chris George. I hadn't seen for a bit, and he don't drink no more. And we hadn't seen each other for a long time, so we went out for supper instead.
Aww.
Now, I made a mistake here. Now, there are several things I cannot do. One of them is camping in the rain. The other one is I have no holiday confidence, as I've told you before. Can't book holidays, get very, very anxious. The other thing I cannot do is choose a restaurant to save my bloody life. I live in the middle of London. Well, I don't live in South East London, but you know what I mean. I can catch a bus into the middle of London within 40 minutes. Do I know five restaurants that are reliable that I want to go to?
It's weird, isn't it? But it is hard. It is hard.
I know about, and I like the Woolsey and I like the Delaunay, but they're sort of run by the same people, so they're a bit similar. It really counts as one. They're quite pricey.
Yeah.
And I quite like being taken to the Ivy.
Yes.
But not so much anymore because now it's a chain. And talking about chains, I'll tell you what I did, right? Several years ago, there was a new place opened in the middle of Soho called Lobster Burger.
I remember you raving about it.
Well, I don't know whether I raved or not, because I don't... Did I? Mm. Well, I wanted to get in because there were queues round the block.
Everyone wants to go somewhere with a queue.
Oh, you couldn't book.
That's so annoying.
Fuck off with you, not booking. I hope you get no customers.
But do you know why they do that?
Why?
Because they have a queue.
Yes.
I just realised. That's why they do it. There's always a queue. You always want to go.
Yeah.
Bastards.
So anyway, I never managed to get into Burger Lobster.
Did you
I
not?
Think Phoebe and I once managed
yes.
once.
I think you must have been because I knew you raved about it.
Well, it was all right.
It
you
was
know.
A thing.
It was a thing. Mm. You either get a burger or a lobster. You can get both if you want. Well, we came out of Leicester Square Theatre, and even though my mother told me not to walk through Chinatown, I walked through Chinatown. There was this big version of lobster burger on the corner.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I didn't want to walk far because I wanted to be near the 176 bus stop, get me home.
Yeah.
So I said to Chris, oh, burger, lobster, big one. And at that point, I should have realised, because I could see through the window, that there were loads of tables. And we went in, and by this point, I've committed. Because I'm very lazy and once I've got my coat off, I'm not getting, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And we've got a booth. And I realise that it is now an 8-year-old's birthday party destination. Suddenly there was suddenly a happy birthday over there. There was a happy birthday. And were they adults? No, they weren't. They were children.
So what's happened?
Well, it's gone. It's a
it's
kiddies.
Just gone into
it's
disfavor.
A kiddies dive. I had a glass of Chardonnay that I just thought, well, this isn't Chardonnay. This is Sauvignon Blanc.
No.
This is poison. This is giving a glass of poison. And I said, I cannot drink this. You know me, I'm an alcoholic. I'll drink anything, but only up to a point. That's why I know I'm not full blown. And I had to swap to a glass of Gavi.
Dear me.
Cost £11 for a glass. It was
no.
still ghastly. But I thought, well, you know, they won't let me have a third one. And then I had the lobster roll and it was very ordinary. And I had some calamari and that was very ordinary. Chris said his burger was quite nice.
Right.
But he's no trouble. He's off to Hong Kong. I said, I don't want to see you for 2 weeks when you get back.
But it, yeah, quite right. But it is, you do sort of feel like you've been mugged, don't you? I mean, do you know what I mean? I think increasingly my disappointment levels in smart or even just kind of vaguely smart restaurants, it's kind of got worse.
Yeah.
And I resent it more and more.
But I also think that we haven't got a handle on modern money anymore. I mean, I'm becoming like one of those, you've already accused me of being a bit old lady like today.
What are you going to say now?
Okay, we knew you when you were younger, like a teenager, and you had a grandmother who used to give you a threepenny bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In an old hanky.
Yeah, yeah. I think sixpence, but maybe you're a bit wealthier than you. But yeah.
And you think, well, that's no good to me. You know, sixpence, shilling, fuck off, you know. Are you 2 shilling
trust
postal
you to
orders?
Think that. I've put them all in my piggy bank. But
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. I think I've still got a 1970s mentality when it comes to money, and I think everything should be £2.50.
Yeah, I know.
And so
starters that are £9 or £11 or yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, £14.50. Yes, for a starter and all
I know,
that.
An extra for your vegetables.
Oh,
I know. We just get a bit mean, aren't we?
We're getting mean
age.
As yes. well. Yes.
But also, I really like the kind of places where you go and eat, and it's really good value, and it's just kind of straightforward but brilliant. I mean, Mike and I found this Palestinian restaurant on the Cowley Road in Oxford the other day.
Mm,
and it was, you know, it was just bench seats and it was very kind of, you know.
Did you feel like young students?
Well, we did a
did
bit.
You?
Yeah, we did a little bit. Yeah, we thought it was quite trendy. But they had a wonderful
did
sort of.
Did you sing, are we going to San Francisco?
Palestinian restaurant,
oh, sorry,
Jenny.
Okay.
Weren't they singing? But they had this wonderful kind of, I suppose, Palestinian sort of traditional wood-fired oven in the you know that
it's
you
pizza
could see
oven,
and they were making all the Palestinian bread and
it's a pizza
Middle
oven.
East and, well okay a pizza oven but no it was great food and it, like you know it's cost you £12 each.
Well yes and we've got
fantastic.
One in East Dulwich a sort of Turkish joint where they've got
Have
that
you?
Great big you know the grill there
oh,
and it's quite
like
rough and
grill.
Ready but you know you get a big meal for under £20
exactly
yeah.
And I you see I think really what I want
no
is,
frills
what I'd really like is Greg's Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that
a posh
be nice?
Greg's.
A posh Greg's.
Greg's
where you
with subtle
sit...
lighting.
Yes, a
with
nice.
A candle-lit Greg's.
Yes.
With a comfortable, but I like a banquette.
Do you know, I was thinking about a banquette.
I like a booth.
Yeah.
I do like, if
a
you've got four.
A velour booth.
Because you've got, you know, the two girls.
Yes.
If you're just out with the old man and the two girls. In a booth.
That's lovely. You can hear each other.
Oh, yeah.
You feel like it's our gang.
And what
it's
about Greg's would
booth.
Play music-wise? They'd just have something a little bit soft, wouldn't they?
Well, they would, but see, that would be great. And you'd
but
come
I think,
out and you'd say, bloody hell, that was good value.
Yeah, I think Greg's, because it's northern, they might have a lot of Oasis.
Oh, Oasis. I was thinking more brass bands, but no, you're right. Maybe
but
Oasis.
Quiet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh.
A bit of Lowry on the Lowry reproductions, maybe.
Oh, God, it sounds like hell.
And the other thing that I'm getting, this is an old lady thing, isn't it? I remember my mother doing this. Well, I could make that for nothing. Well, all they've done is they've got that. You know, that's just
well,
like
it's
shop
true
bought.
As well.
It is. It's irritating.
Very disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, we need some guidance, don't we, on that?
Yes, because my 60th is coming up. So if you're a restaurateur living in London and you want to give me a free meal...
Oh, hold on a minute. You are having a party.
I'm going out for
party.
Dinner.
Oh, I see. But are we invited to that?
I doubt it. Because I think if I invite you, I'll have to pay and I'm not going to do that. I'm not stumping up.
Right, OK.
Bought a handbag off eBay. I went a bit mad. Had a bit of a career disappointment. You know when things go a little bit flat?
Oh, I do.
And you just think you hear something, you didn't get something. You go, oh, well, all right then. I went on the eBay. I've never been on eBay before. It's because my friend Frances came to stay, right? And she's wearing lovely things. She's got everything from eBay.
Did she?
Nice bag, nice purse, nice this, nice that.
Does that mean it's like second-hand? That she
but sometimes things are as new. So, I'm, you know, a bit of an eBay novice. But I went on and, you know... I've always liked an Orla Keeley handbag. And, of course, you know, the shop's all closed down. She does a bit online. But I went on eBay to try and find a new handbag. And sitting there, just ready for me, and my greedy little fingers on my mouse, was a black and tan original Orla Keeley handbag with a crossbody strap.
Lovely.
For £169. Brand new, still with the plastic on the handles.
Never.
Absolutely. I mean, £169 is not cheap, and I know there'll be people listening going, meh, meh. But it would have been £450.
Would it really?
Yes. So I got it, right. And I thought, that's cheered me up.
Put it in your basket, really.
Got it in my basket. Yeah. Paid for it. PayPal. Doesn't really count when it's PayPal. I've got it. It's mine. Mine. And it arrived. Oh, God, Judith. Absolutely perfect. It's got all the I think she nicked it. Whoever sent it me. I think it fell off the back of the lorry. It's absolutely pristine.
Are you sure it's not a knockoff?
It's totally not a knockoff. It smelt. Oh, right, because I can always smell.
Yeah, did it come in one of those bags for the
bag? It came in the cotton drawstring bag.
Did it?
And then I had, the come down after you spent some money that you don't really deserve to spend. I had the come down then. I thought, I can't go buying myself leather bags a weekday.
I know. On top of a career disappointment. I did the same. It was a joint career disappointment.
Yes.
And I did the same. I went straight into Marks & Spencer's.
What did you buy?
I just bought a lot of things that I didn't really sort of need. And a lot of underwear, actually. It was time I bought some underwear.
Yeah. There's always time to buy new underwear, really. Because we go through it. We're quite heavy on our underwear.
We do. I think that's too much information. But
I'm talking about socks, because once I put my socks through, they always shrink. Do you not find...
Actually, they do, don't they?
Oh, it drives me insane, because I like a proper knee-length, chunky sock.
Yes,
like
I
a woolen...
You're weird like that, aren't you?
Well, no, I don't think I am.
No, I don't like a knee-length sock.
Oh, I like to be warm to the knee. I really do. And then I like it a bit chilly around my kneecap, but I like it warm to the knee.
Yeah.
And I find after two or three washes, they shrink and then they only come to the calf.
Oh, they sag, I should think.
Drives me mad. But no, they're not sag. Anyway, when I had my come down after the handbag purchase, I thought, I can't afford this. I can't just do that.
But here's the thing, you can't take it back.
No, I can't. So do you know what I did, Judith? No,
you haven't put it back on eBay.
No, I haven't. I said to Jeff, will you buy me this for my birthday? And he looked and he said, yes, I will.
I do that all the time.
I thought, well, at least that's one present I'll like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know you're going to like it.
I know I'm going to like it, and I know it's safely there.
Ooh.
But the only thing that worries me now, he might have hidden it so well he can't remember where it's...
Oh, that'd be getting,
he's it? Done that every Christmas, you know. There's always
one present missing.
Yeah, and usually I get something about February where it goes, oh, I found this. Anyway, yes.
I bet you're looking forward to moving into that handbag. Because it's a bit like moving house, isn't it?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. I'm not putting any scrappy old shit in it either.
Of course you're not.
No,
it's like a new car.
If I put a new hanky in, it's going to be a new washed hanky. I'm going to get a new pen. I want a new purse. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's going to be so smart, Judith. Oh, and I'm going to keep it nice forever. I really am. This handbag is going to be kept pristine forever.
Can you imagine getting a new car? This is what it reminds me of. It's a long time since I've had a new car.
Do you want a new car?
I've never had a new car. I've never had a new car. But like, when you get a new car. New to you car. It arrives, doesn't it? And it's got those bits of paper on it and it smells quite nice. And
it's been through a proper wash, hasn't it?
A proper wash, a proper valet.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I always do that.
You have to get rid of the Christmas tree, don't you, though? Because that stinks. Yeah. You know, the ones that they hang by your rear-view mirror. You can't have that.
No, but it's that nice feeling, isn't it? It's like, yes, you're always going to keep it nice. Yeah, and always. Just watch what... You be careful where you park it. You wash it a lot.
You've got all your crap multi-storey out. Car park. You go in and you can do 2 miles
might
an hour.
Go round a few times.
Yeah, you're not going to take any risks.
No. And then little by little, same with handbags.
Yeah.
It gets just one little scratch. And more slovenly, doesn't it?
Little knock.
And then you go to the tip with a load of old compost and it's just not...
Something leaks in the back.
Yeah, yeah. And I have now reached the stage with my car where it's really a mess and but I would actually really quite like a new one just to start again, like your handbag.
Yeah, because you don't want to clear the crap out. You want to get rid of it.
No, it's not the same. Once you've gone, I've gone off it.
Well, you see, I love my car dearly. You know that I am the car whisperer. I have a language with my car that nobody else speaks.
Is it vintage, your car?
Not quite. It's on the cusp.
I think it's very on the cusp.
It's very on the cusp, but it's covered in mould. And unfortunately, in a year's time, I will not be able to drive it around London because of the ULEZ charge.
No, I bet you won't.
And at that point, so I've offered it my friend Frances, who lives in the countryside near Stroud, and they don't care there. So she can drive it around Stroud.
Is she going to have it?
Yeah, she'll have it.
All right.
Yeah.
Good luck to her.
Yeah, she doesn't care. My friend Frances, she come up, stayed with me. We had a great time because she had auditions and things like that. We were at drama school together, beautiful Frances.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we had a lovely time. She went off to do an audition tape thing. And while she did that, I did the last of my Japanese woodblock.
Oh, yes, you told us about that.
Yes.
You'd done part one last time.
I did part one. And
which
then,
is the prep, I believe.
The prep, yes, which is carving the block.
Yes.
And then we were sent home with our blocks to continue with the carving during the week.
Oh, Jenny, isn't that lovely?
Well, yes, you see, it's quite fun.
It is lovely. I love the colours. It's your turmeric.
I've done turmeric, dark grey and navy. Now, it doesn't sound like much of a combo.
No, it's nice.
But it is nice.
Yeah, it's very, very nice.
Yes. How's your artwork coming along? What are you up to?
Oh, well, I've had some frustrating projects. But Sienna found this work of art.
Yeah.
She's got this big sort of gap on the wall in her living room. And she's obviously found these abstract paintings that she really likes.
Yeah.
And so I had a go. I thought...
Copying?
She said, oh, can you have a go?
Will you forge
what
me?
I'm like. Yeah.
Forge me a Turner.
Well, it's quite big. Didn't it? She wants three of them to cover this wall, which is an ambitious notion. Anyway, so... But it's just that kind of awkward thing, you know, with an abstract. It's like... The more you dabble with it, and the more I've dabbled with it, the more it looks like a dibby-dabby-doo-dah mess. And, I mean, they are beautiful colours, and I enjoyed doing it ever so much, but I put it on her wall, and I sat there, and I thought, well, you know, I mean, it's like all abstract art, isn't it? Either it could be, oh, yeah, that's a piece of art, or you think, well, what a fucking mess is that?
Or dibby-dab-dab-doo-dah.
Dibby-dabby-doo-dah.
And what did Sienna think?
Well, I don't think she's really been able to tell me exactly what she thinks yet. Because when I put it up,
Is it still there?
I don't know.
You've got the keys. You go cleaning and snooping in there.
I do not go snooping in there, but I do go cleaning in there. Yeah, we've had a Hoover saga as well.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. Our Hoover and Sienna's Hoover died at once. You know, almost the same week.
Uncanny.
Yes, very. Yeah. It's all been going on.
People
in our
will
house.
Be gripped. This is good though, because White House Farm Murders has finished. So now we need this. We need something just as gripping.
Yeah. So the Hoover, it's a Dyson. It's one of those really irritating Dysons where, you know, you kind of drag it along like a big Labrador behind you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those things.
A tube, like.
Yeah, thing. And it's really, you know, I mean, an upright Hoover is a lot easier, isn't it? Anyway, so it's a Dyson. And the tube where you Hoover from and where it joins the machine, you know, that... It keeps coming out. So what would happen is that I would spend about 10 minutes hoovering a room thinking, this fucking thing is not picking up well at all, is it? I mean, it's just not picking up. Yeah. I realised...
It had come adrift,
I've been hoovering fresh air.
Yeah.
For ages and ages. And then, of course, I tried to put the bloody thing back in and it would come out again. So, so something had to be done. So anyway, having spoken to a lot of my friends about the Hoovers and which Dyson to get, they said, well, you don't want to bother with a Dyson, overpriced. You know, for some reason,
I've taken the lid off my pen and I'm about to write this down.
Well, because you have a sense that what I'm about to say...
I don't know what they're going to say.
...is important.
Yes, but what is it, Judith? I'm all tenterhooks here.
Well...
What have they suggested?
Well, they everybody suggested, and when you start to look at the reviews, everyone said the same.
Not a Henry, is it?
A Henry. No, not a Henry. A Hetty.
A Hetty?
A Hetty. A Hetty is a lightweight version of a Henry. Apparently they last longer.
A dainty girl version. Is it in pink?
Yeah, no, it's green. Oh, it is in pink,
oh,
actually.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I couldn't have a pink Hoover.
No, you won't have that.
No. I'd brilliant. Have to spray it grey.
Absolutely brilliant. Really? Much lighter than the old bloody Dyson thing. About 99 quid as opposed to about 260.
I hope everyone else
fabulous.
Is writing this down
fabulous.
Like I have. 99 quid a Hetty.
Yeah, from Tesco's.
Yeah, but...
So pleased with it.
Jeff
thrilled.
Would not have a pink... He would not have a pink
Hoover in
the house.
I think you can get them in other colours, actually. Oh, that,
okay, can. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got a Mealy, and when my new cleaner, you know, she's a bit of a hugger, when she saw it was a Mealy, yes. She hugged me.
Did she?
Yeah, because...
I didn't know Mealy did.
Yeah,
Hoovers.
They do. They're quite... Because it was, you know, Dulcie, my Portuguese cleaner that left yes. me after 23 years,
yes.
she insisted on... We did everything she said.
Of course
whatever
she
said, we did it.
For fear of her leaving.
Yeah, yeah. And... And she said, get a Mealy, so we did.
Is that an upright or a
no,
thing
it's
that you
a, it's
around?
Like a dog. It's like a dog. But
how often do you hoover?
But you see, I don't have carpets in my house, Judith. So no. My hoovering experience is going to be quite easy.
Well, you've still got to hoover all the surfaces, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I know, but it's lino, isn't it?
Apparently
goodness
people
sake.
Are buying these things like lawnmowers. Where
I've seen
things.
Those,
yeah,
yes, and I think our house would be ideal downstairs, particularly. Because
yes.
we've got wooden floorboards upstairs. Well, it's not, yeah. you know, it's woodish. And it's MDMF, MDMA. I've got floorboards. Floorboards made of MDMA. You come round and lick my floorboards. You'd love it. You'd be off your tits for days. MDF. MDF. Yes, it's MDF. Our final thing today is we're talking about spring and your seed potatoes, Judith.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I thought I'd mention this, because I bet you don't know what this whole process
well,
is about,
do I'm really
you?
Sorry, but I take that as a challenge slightly. in fact, you know, that's just made me want to go camping for a week. That because now you've sort of like, you've thrown down a challenge.
I have, haven't I?
You yeah. don't know what seed potatoes are. You can't camp. I'm going to prove myself.
Okay.
I'm going
all
to
right,
camp.
Then.
I'm going to be intrepid.
Okay.
But I'm not, I don't know what seed potatoes
no,
are.
No, so you know, this time of year, what happens is that you buy your seed potatoes, okay. you see, which just look like a sack of potatoes, basically. They
oh.
are kind of potatoes.
Yeah.
And you get your earlies and your mids and your lates, and you have to save up your egg boxes. It's this ritual,
yeah.
which means that Easter is coming. And you put each potato into a
are
hole.
Are they new potatoes? They can't be big potatoes. They can't be a King Edward, can
well,
they?
Well, no, they are. I mean, they're sort of somewhere between a new potato and a very large baking potato.
Yeah.
And so you put them in your egg boxes that you've saved.
Yeah.
A sort of, you know, in a particular way, because you see the little eyes where they're going to grow. You know, if you've got potatoes in the cupboard,
then they start
and
sprouting.
They start to sprout.
Yeah,
well, that's
yeah,
what you're doing,
yeah, yeah.
basically. I mean, basically, that's what you're doing is you're making them sprout so that when they go in the earth, they've got a great big boost. You see, so that's what's
well,
happening
just
in our house.
I don't need to put them in egg boxes. I've just got mine at the back of the cupboard.
Well, I have
some
often
of them have turned into trees.
Whether that would work, it probably would work, except you want a particular variety. But it means spring is definitely coming.
Spring is sprung,
potatoes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, daffs are out. Daffs are out. We're all right. We'll live to see another year.
I hope so, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Because you know, when I put the Christmas decorations away this year, I did wonder.
Judith, did you?
I did
when you told me that,
bit.
It made me very sad.
Oh, I told you that. Yeah.
I just sort of thought, oh no.
Well, I hope I am here. But maybe we are getting to the age where you think, well, we're not going to be here forever,
we
are we?
Might not see that top of the tree angel again. It's very sad. On that note, we'll love you and leave you. Bye! Say goodbye.
Oh, sorry. Bye!
If you enjoy Older and Wider and would like to support the podcast, please like, subscribe and share.
Tell your friends about it. We need some more subscribers and reviews.
You find us on iTunes. Mind you, if you're not listening to this, you know... Oh, it's kind of fighting a losing battle.
No, it's not. Come on.
You can email the show at olderwiderpod@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, should you fancy that, at Jenny Eclair.
And me on at Grey Pride UK. I never know what my Twitter handle is. Is that what it's called, a Twitter handle?
Whenever you see... you say grey pride? I always imagine you as a big, proud squirrel. Big, proud, grey squirrel.
Do you?
Sitting there proudly, yes.
Busying away.
Yeah, with a nut, a great nut.
Don't have to take that.